This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, it was only a matter of time, folks, when dunderheaded Democratic congressmen and senators began questioning Dr. Tom Price, who's up for heading the HHS, the Health and Human Services. Of course, there's no basis in the Constitution for such an organization, but we'll set that aside at the moment here. And go into the playbook as revealed by my good friend Liam Schiff's book, Official Stories. We're going to get into that momentarily. We got Ty Bollinger. We're going to go outside the box for all y'all that can't wait for Ty. You're going to have to, but he'll be here next hour. And, of course, if you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Captain Morgan working the notes will be up momentarily at robertscottbell.com. Super Don making it sound so good, I think. So good. Super D, you with me?
You think?
Yeah, I'm just checking. Well, no, I know you would, but, of course, you've got all kinds of critters around you. You got grandkids around you, and it's like the sound's coming into your ears. You're like, I got to mute myself. I don't want to talk, and everybody's going to see yell and scream, right?
Yes.
So it's a family show.
Yeah. I have to ask you, based on what we're going to reveal here today, it would seem that some people would consider the Robert Scott Bell Show to exist in an alternate universe.
Yes, that is true.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, I you know, it's alternative news, alternative this, alternative facts, the alternative news show here, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, they also used to say alternative medicine, but I didn't particularly take to that concept kindly because I feel like that allopathic, toxic, pseudoscientific, drug-based, petrochemical-based, Flexner-Report-inspired medicine is alternative medicine. Because that's the one, it's like my alternative, last resort before I'm going there. The first, second, third, and tenth choice is going to be in the natural world, the stuff of creation. Of course, the skeptics would say, well, that's the fallacy of creation or something like that. It's like, if God created it, it can't be good because, yeah, who knows what they're going to say. But we don't play molecular reductionist kind of reindeer games like the questioners of Tom Price, like, what's the guy's name? New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menudo Menendez.
Menudo?
Yeah, I don't know. But Menendez, yes. Menudo Menendez. So he's questioning him about, because like I said, they're worried. Trump, of course, has said, hey, RFK Jr., can you lead a commission on vaccine safety and scientific integrity? And they're absolutely freaking out. I'll tell you what's not being reported on in this news story, and it'll be linked up. You'll see it in the show notes shortly, robertscottbell.com. Tom Price is a member of the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPS, aapsonline.com. And these are a bunch of independent thinking physicians, medical doctors, that take no crap. I mean that from Big Pharma, because they take no money from Big Pharma. So they're free to speak their minds. They're free to go where the science takes them and their analysis and resulting opinions based on their analysis of it, not with any conflicts of interest from the pharmaceutical industrial complex. So you'll read their journal, and I have been for, as I said, over a decade. I've been getting their newsletter every month, and it's great. I just read it. I'm like, dude, these guys are good, and gals too. And yeah, I think a lot of this questioning that Menendez throws out is not because Trump necessarily. Trump is questioning vaccine safety and vaccine science, but because Tom Price is a member of the AAPS, and we'll get into that. We'll get into that momentarily. But Super D, are you okay? You've been annoyed on the issue of voter suppression related to an investigation into voter fraud. And I just want to make sure you don't blow a gasket here before we start.
No, I'm going to try and put it out of my mind, although it was interesting as I was thinking about it, because, you know, Trump wants to do an investigation into voter fraud, and the Democrats are saying, no, if you do that, it'll increase voter suppression. In other words, people won't want to vote. I was thinking, you know what, that's the reason why they don't want any investigation into science fraud, because if they do that, it's going to make people not want to science, right?
There you go. That's our beautiful segue, folks. We've got some audio clips from this grilling that Tom Price is undergoing as he moves his way through to confirmation as head of HHS. Physician Dr. Tom Price, Republican from Georgia, member of the AAPS. What is the first thing out of the gate? It comes from a chapter in Liam's book, Official Stories. Who would have thought? Why are they going to throw this out at Tom Price? But here's the first question, if you will, in this line of questioning.
In your medical opinion, does HIV cause AIDS?
I think that the scientific evidence is clear that HIV and AIDS are clinically directed.
In your medical opinion?
Okay. What? That's your question for the head of HHS pending? Does HIV cause AIDS? Why?
That was bizarre.
Has Tom Price ever brought this up? I don't think so. But here's the thing, and you know Donald Trump has never brought this up. So where is this line of questioning coming from? It comes from the fact that members of the AAPS are free to question everything because there's no pharmaceutical dogma in their association. And in fact, they have engaged in discussions over the research of senior scientist Professor Peter Duesberg from UC Berkeley. And they know damn well that there's no such thing as a real legitimate HIV test. Which, of course, calls into the question of, well, if we don't have a real test for HIV, then how do we say it causes anything? How do we even know what we're testing for? So if you listen to Tom Price, he's crafty. He's a smart guy. And he doesn't give an affirmative answer, but listen again to what he says.
That HIV and AIDS are clinically directed.
In your medical...
Clinically directed. Right? That leaves a lot open. Now, I don't know what Tom Price believes on that, but I know that the organization, the members in that organization, are free to question scientific orthodoxy that may not be very scientific. Then we go to another bizarre line of questioning here, and this relates to leprosy, right? Head of HHS has got to know all about leprosy, right? He's a physician.
In your medical opinion, have immigrants led to outbreaks of leprosy in the United States?
I don't know what you're referring to, but I suspect that there are instances where individuals have an infectious disease and they come to the United States and that...
I'm not asking about an infectious disease. I'm asking...
Hold on. He says, I'm not asking about an infectious disease. What the hell is wrong with Bob Menendez? He's asking about an infectious disease called leprosy.
Which is what makes this so fun, because it's going back and forth, and, you know, we're talking about splitting hairs. Obviously, he's...
There's no hairs to split here, though.
But
it's an infectious disease.
Menendez has an agenda here, and he makes it more and more evident as this goes on.
All right, let's keep listening.
United States causing leprosy in the United States, in your medical opinion and scientific background.
Again, I don't know what the incident to which you refer.
Right, so he's confusing. He's confusing Tom Price. As I'm confused. It's like, what the hell? You asked me if immigrants can cause leprosy, and he says if to you. Well, anyway, he tries to explain a little further, this Menendez Menudo guy.
Are you referring to a specific incident?
There are statements that have been made in the public domain that immigrants have led to outbreaks of leprosy in the United States. As the person who's going to be designated as the Director of Health and Human Services, that is not only the national but the world's health epicenter, I want to know, in your medical opinion, is there such a causation?
He's asking about infectious disease, not
right?
Whether it's immigrants or not. Irrelevant. Of course, his whole line is about immigrants, isn't it? And well, let Dr. Price try to explain this to Menendez. Madummy, I'm sorry, this is a frustrating line of questioning.
Anytime you get two individuals together for in any relationship whatsoever, whether it's an immigrant or a visitor.
Let's put Mr. Hamster in the microwave. I mean, I feel like I'm on Mr. Rogers. And Tom Price is having to dumb this down for Menendez to such a degree. I mean, how did you even get into Congress or Senate? Anytime two people get together and one has an infection. All right, let's finish up with Tom Price's response here.
And one individual has an infectious disease, then it is possible that that individual transmits that infectious disease.
Including leprosy.
Whether it's the flu
including
or
leprosy.
Cold,
including
in,
leprosy.
In any infectious disease whatsoever.
Including leprosy. Leprosy. Including leprosy. Including,
leprosy.
Yes,
leprosy.
Including leprosy, leprosy. Any infectious disease. The problem with
When I was watching this, I think I may have been just as confused as Tom Price because right. I was listening to this. I'm going, what the hell is up with Menendez's like fetish over leprosy? And I'm like, what is going on? And apparently years ago, there was a claim made that the reason why there was leprosy in the United States was because of Mexicans, you know, immigrants, which, you know, was never proven that it's like all of the leprosy in the United States was due to the fact that Mexicans were coming over the border. But it was one of those things that Menendez was trying to do in gotcha thing.
Yeah.
On Tom Price to see whether
you're not going to slip up on Tom Price because Price is a physician and he gets infectious and he knows it. And he also said it didn't guarantee infection transmission because he knows that too, especially in the case of HIV because, you know, you got to look at the Padian study where I had, you know, how many 126 years of discordant couple interactive sex, in other words, one with HIV, one without, according to the test, the faulty test, zero conversions. But I don't want to spend a lot more time on that. But, again, infectious disease. Guy's giving him a lesson in infectious disease.
Leprosy.
Menendez should just go home with embarrassment at this point.
Leprosy.
They don't have any shame. Yeah, leprosy. All right, let's find out about abortions and breast cancer.
In your medical opinions, do abortions cause breast cancer?
I think the science is relatively clear that that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's put that one to bed. Right? Now, if you have an if you have an abortion and you have an injury to the uterus that's going to impact the female system, again, we can make stretches on that, but I'm with Tom Price. I don't know that there's enough strong evidence to say definitively abortions cause breast cancer. So let's move on beyond that and let's look into the biggie. This is the big one now. I don't know if we have time to get to it. We're going to try.
In your medical opinion, do vaccines cause autism?
Again, I think the science in that instance is that it does not, but there are individuals across our country.
I'm not asking about individuals. I'm talking about science, because you're going to head a department in which science, not alternate universes of people's views, is going to be central to a $1 trillion budget in the health of the nation.
Alternate persons, alternate universes of people's views? Is that what that means? If your child is vaccine injured, you're from an alternate universe? Somebody needs to call out this Bob Menendez. I'm getting, you know, even more hot under the collar over this guy taking on the parents and families of vaccine injured children.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In your medical opinion, do vaccines cause autism?
Again, I think the science in that instance is that it does not, but well, there are individuals across our country.
I'm not asking about individuals. I'm talking about science, because you're going to head a department in which science, not alternate universes of people's views, is going to be central to a $1 trillion budget and the health of the nation.
All right, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, are you ready? Bob Menendez thinks you live in an alternate universe. An alternate universe of other people's ideals.
Little science fiction thing going on here.
Dude, you know what? This is like, he's part of a cult, Menendez, like many. The vaccine death cult. They cannot stomach the facts that contradict their religious dogma and belief in the undying sacrament that is vaccination. That it could not cause harm to anybody. Yet $3 billion over that has been paid out to families of vaccine-injured and killed children in the United States alone. And then the World Health Organization and other organizations promoting vaccines are trying to say, hey, can we duplicate what they do in the United States around the world and make a global no-fault vaccine court so no vaccine manufacturer could ever be sued for their products that maim, kill, injure into the autism spectrum? Yeah, this is what we're dealing with. Dunderheaded Democrat Bob Menendez. I don't have a lot of tolerance for someone that would be so callous with the lives of children in this way and discredit all of you listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, me, Superdon, everybody, who simply questions the sanctity of a religious sacrament in the sci-fientism of vaccinology. Dude, it's just so upsetting. So upsetting. We try to be fair, but I was like, you know what? between the Democrats in California and this Democrat from New Jersey, I just can't find a lot of middle ground to say, you know what, there's a human being in there somewhere that can actually think and that can reason and that can recognize that science is not religion. Yet they treat it as such. We're from an alternate universe. I wonder if he believes in little green men from Mars, as long as they're carrying vaccines. Well, he wants to push further on Representative Tom Price, physician up for the head of HHS, and that famous word of skeptics, debunking, will probably be used. Let's give a listen.
Can you commit to this committee and the American people today that should you be confirmed, you will swiftly and unequivocally debunk false claims to protect the public health?
Debunk false claims. Debunk false claims. There's an oxymoron in there somewhere. There's a double negative that's neutralizing whatever Menendez is saying. But will you debunk false claims? Will you swear on this scientific Bible? Let's give a listen to Representative Tom Price here.
What I'll commit to doing is doing the due diligence that the department is known for and must do to make certain that the factual information is conveyed to
and that Congress, factual information will be dictated by science, I would hope.
Without a doubt.
Okay.
Be dictated by science. Will be dictated. Oh, the science is a dictator now. It will be dictated by the scientific Fuhrer. This is where this guy is going. It's like, but Tom Price is brilliant. Yeah, of course it will, right? But, of course, Tom Price knows that science is not religion and that facts change and that there are dissenting views among scientists, among physicians. But Bob Menendez has no tolerance for that. It's a witch hunt. Oh, my gosh. Trump is in office. He doesn't believe the same things all of us believe that believe in climate change, right? Or global warming. He's not one of us. It's like invasion of the body snatchers. Where's Donald
Trump? This line of questioning was something else, I got to tell you. This is the reason why I generally do not watch confirmation hearings, because they make me want to rip my hair out by the time they're over. But it was just so weird to see how it was just like, does HIV cause AIDS? Does abortions cause breast cancer? Does autism cause, or vaccines cause autism? I was waiting for him to next start questioning him on the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot, you know? It was just like, where is all of this coming from? But one point I think is really important to make is that if you look at the mainstream media right now, they are reporting this as Tom Price rejecting the claim that vaccines cause autism. But if you honestly listen to it, he rejects nothing.
He does. Yeah, you're right. That's a great point. Thank you, Super D. That's where we need to leave this. That for those of you who are freaking out because Tom Price has now denied what Trump has said about vaccines linked to autism, he did no such thing. He craftily answered the dunderhead Bob Menendez by saying, yes, science will be the thing that will rule us. But he also acknowledged the many people in the alternate universe, according to Menendez, that have a different viewpoint. But they're not swearing on their scientific Bible, the one religion, the cult, that Menendez, the Democrat, is a card-carrying member of. All right, Annie Brandt, Best Answer for Cancer, joining us next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I need to take a chill pill or maybe an extra dose of CBD after talking about that. Senator from New Jersey questioning Tom Price. And, actually, I'm going to welcome a friend onto the program. That'll chill me out in a good way. Happy time. Annie Brandt is back from The Best Answer for Cancer. Annie, welcome. It's good to hear your voice in 3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, Robert. Thank you so much for having me back.
There it is. Oh, yeah, so glad to have you on board. Everybody, we're excited to be in San Diego with Annie in April, end of April. We'll talk about the details on that. There's a medical track, health professionals track, and a lay audience track, and all about the best answer for cancer, and I'll be there. And we just got word, looks like it's coming together, but our good buddy, who you heard on the show last night, Christopher Barr. Chris Barr, not a doc, is going to be there as well, and I'm very excited, Annie. Thanks for bringing him in as well.
My pleasure. He's great.
Totally great. Now, you are great because of your passion to bring this kind of information to help others to heal, because you've been through a lot. Maybe we need to revisit briefly, and it's in the notes, your story, the briefest version of it, of how you achieved what you have achieved, the things that benefited you most, and the reason you're doing what you're about to do in terms of medical training for a specific therapy.
Yeah, so I was diagnosed in 2001 with end-stage metastatic breast cancer and given 3 months to live. I didn't do any surgery, high-dose chemo or radiation. Instead, I decided that I would try and heal my body and live as long as I could in a healthy way. And a year later, I was still alive. I still had tumors. And so I went back and did more research, and I found a therapy called insulin potentiation therapy, IPT. Mm-hmm. And it was by far my favorite therapy because I literally watched the tumor shrink and go away. So I put together a package that worked, but IPT was the kicker. So when I got told I was cancer clear, I had made a deal in the very beginning that I would, made a promise that I would try and help others if I survived. So I started the nonprofit, and my goal was to let patients know that there were all these options out there and how to treat themselves gently, and also to round up integrative physicians, find them and put them on the map so that patients could find them.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, that's the reason why we are behind also supporting your efforts. BestAnswerForCancer.org, linked up in the show notes as well. Now, IPT, insulin potentiation therapy. This is a little bit controversial because it kind of crosses the, I don't say like in Ghostbusters, crosses the streams, but it's like a little bit of both worlds. It takes the concept of trying to kill cancer cells with toxic stuff, but takes it down to the concept in homeopathy we have is the law of the minimal dose, using the least amount to get the biggest benefit, and then, of course, the least injury or damage to healthy surrounding tissue. Taking advantage of the fact that cancer cells are obligate glucose metabolizers. They just gobble up the sugar. Now, we talk about utilizing the whole food GTF chromium, as we discussed with Chris Barr last night, to kind of keep that sugar away, play keep away with the cancer cells. But you can use the cancer cells' penchant for sugar against it, against those cells, the cancer cells. And that's the targeting of things that I'm not a big fan of, but in a way that helps patients without really hurting them all that much. Is that kind of encapsulating it?
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's very good, Robert. The insulin, there are actually, let me back up a bit, there are actually more insulin receptors on disease cells, not just cancer, but disease cells, mm-hmm. than there are on healthy cells. So they use the insulin delivered in IV form to, and it's based on your body weight. It's another minute dose based on your body weight, and it stimulates all the disease cells. At the same time, it's making the patient a very slight hypoglycemic state. Now, when you're in a slight hypoglycemic state, your healthy cells are somnolent because they're conserving energy for the heart, the brain, and the lungs. So theoretically, only the cancer and disease cells are active, and they're very active because you just stimulated them with insulin. So it's at that point, and by the formula, it's about 25 minutes into your treatment. It's at that point that they deliver whatever the medicine is, whether it's for cancer or Lyme or, you know, another disease, and they only deliver a tenth of the dose. And so that dose, since the healthy cells are sleeping, goes only to the cancer cells.
Yeah, so it's a kind of a brilliant strategy if you're going to use the idea of needing to kill cancer cells, particularly, as you said, other cells as well maybe are vulnerable if they are really having these insulin receptors more available. So you take advantage of that, and you make an advantage that they have normally for proliferation in the body, and you take advantage of that and make it a weakness, make it their vulnerability, and attack there. So it's kind of like a Sun Tzu art of war with chemo, but again, it's a different way. Now, some diehard holistics like I am, you know my principal stance on this stuff, will say, hey, Robert, why would you even bring that up? It's because I believe in freedom, the freedom to innovate, the freedom to utilize even allopathic medicine if you feel it appropriate in working with a doctor that you choose. Not that the government chooses, but that you choose. And so this is why this is a valid therapy, and even more so, Annie Brandt, our good friend from Best Answer for Cancer, is alive and well, and you say in large part due to this IPT.
Yeah, I believe that. And it was, you know, to me, I swore never, I would never do chemo. But when I read about the therapy and I studied it more closely, I mean, it's been used on cancer since 1946. It's been used on other chronic diseases since in the 1950s and 60s. So, I mean, it's got a good anecdotal track record. But here's the thing that I liked, Robert, two things. One is that I could have the power of chemo, a deadly poison that I wasn't going to touch. I could have that and have it only go to the cancer and not affect my healthy cells at all. And I had zero side effects. And the other thing I really like from a patient point of view is when you're a cancer patient, you're scared to death. And, you know, the only seemingly way forward for most people is conventional care, which is surgery, chemo, radiation. And we've all seen the pictures. You know, we're all afraid of the chemo and the radiation. And I think what IPT does is it provides a bridge over to alternative medicine. It gives patients a real eye-opening view of the fact that there are options out there that are effective and not harmful, not necessarily harmful. And, you know, anything can be harmful if you do too much of it, like water. You know, water can even poison you. But I think IPT is a real bridge. And I call it a Trojan horse method or the smart bullet. I like Trojan horse best because it really fools the cancer. Cancer is going right along thinking it's getting something to eat. And right. Here comes the chemo. Yeah, so I like that. I like that picture.
Sure. No, it's great. And again, how long ago were you diagnosed with your metastatic breast cancer?
16 years.
And you know, according to industry standards of the chemo variety, you should not be here based on their track record.
Yeah, well, I had tumors in my breast, lymph, brain, and lungs. So I think there's 3 months, you know, I was a little shocked, and they said, well, maybe 5, you know, but really not more than that. So I think I've way outlived, you know, the prognosis. And I feel great. I think I look good. I've never lost my hair, never been sick, you know, nothing. I mean, just
and you have a strong, wonderful hug. I got to hug you when we were in Austin together a couple of months back. So I know you are strong, yet you cannot rest on your laurels. And, you know, you're doing things and always investigating and staying open. In fact, there's a care package of, I think, 8 bottles of selenium heading your way, whole food selenium, like we talked about with Chris Barr last night, because that's a key functional aspect to preventing, reversing, and keeping cancer from coming back. Is to take adequate quantities of selenium, and as Chris says, a bare minimum 400 micrograms a day in the case you've previously been diagnosed with cancer, but in some cases these strategies go upwards of 1,000 micrograms of a whole food form of selenium that does not reach toxic levels that the doctors freak out about every time they hear about selenium. Oh, isn't that toxic? No, not the form we're using.
Well, you know, I'm a big believer in the fact, the conventional doctors, most of them, only know what they learned in school and then what the drug companies tell them. And the alternative doctors, conversely, know what they learned in school, and then they keep investigating and they keep learning. And so, you know, the fact that they think a low level of selenium is toxic and yet people have been taking high levels for a long time doesn't surprise me.
No, and you know, the irony here is we're talking about with IPT a way to take what they say is the only way to address cancer and minimize the dose so you don't kill the patient and you target the cancer cells utilizing their insulin receptors against them. Now, what about physicians out there, doctors that are out there now? Like I've had Tom Lodi on, and Tom is a great guy, and he's been using this for years as well in his medical practice. But what if there are more doctors that want to learn about this? How would they do that?
Yeah, one of my missions is to make sure that the doctors are up to speed in all the latest therapies that are effective know, we try and do evidence-based, but there are times when it's anecdotal evidence, like Chris Barr's selenium. But we hold training classes. We're starting an institute, and we hold training classes that include hands-on training. I believe we're the only institute that offers hands-on. So they're really comprehensive, robust training classes, and we have one actually coming up for IPT in just a couple of weeks. It's February 6th to the 10th, and it'll take place in Dallas, Texas, and it's the full 5 days, so 1.5 days of didactic classroom and 3.5 days of actual hands-on in the clinic. And the students will learn all the mechanisms of malignancy and how IPT works. It's we'll talk about IPT for Lyme, IPT for mold, non-chemo IPT, which a lot of people don't know that's possible. But remember, IPT is just a delivery mechanism. The most popular thing they deliver is the chemo for cancer. But it's right.
Do you have any more slots available for the February event?
We have about two. And,
two left. Okay.
So
let me just say this. We're almost out of time here. I don't want to lose this opportunity to tell doctors that listen to the show, if you'd like this intensive on IPT training that's available only to physicians in Dallas, the 6th through the 10th of February, Annie, A-N-N-I-E, at bestanswerforcancer.org, Annie at bestanswerforcancer.org. Send her an email. She'll get you all the information. And if you're not sure how to do that, go to robertscottbell.com. It's in the show notes this very day, how to link up with Annie. Love you, Annie. Thank you for all that you do.
Love you, Robert. I feel the same way about you.
We'll be checking in with you from time to time as we head towards San Diego later in April.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in its essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh? Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
On bureaucrats and corporations.
Is that the official Valentine's Day song for the Robert Scott Bell Show? Because I think we're going to lose some listeners on that.
Yeah, I don't know if we want that to be the official one for the show, but
Happy Valentine's Day. Here's a chocolate-covered cockroach. No, this is bad, Super Don. Bad, Super Don.
Great movie. You know what movie that's from?
Joe's Apartment.
Joe's Apartment, yes.
Was that a whole movie, or was that like a Saturday Night Live skit?
No, it was a movie that came out. It was years ago now, right. And it was an MTV production.
Oh.
But it was an actual movie. You could go see it in the theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you could also go to the zoo for Valentine's Day. I don't know, in New York, Valentine's Day, probably not a great day to be outdoors typically, but the Bronx Zoo kicks off its annual Name a Roach event, apparently. And we're not talking about the roach left over after you smoke a doobie, apparently, either, which might be a little more enticing than this, because they're saying, yeah, Valentine's Day, you know what you can do? You can name a cockroach after your sweetheart. Really? Hey, honey, where are you going? Honey, come back. Like, this is not the way to score on Valentine's Day. Say, honey, but, you know, I named a cockroach after you. I love you that much. Somehow I think there might be a misinterpretation of that intent. I don't know how they do this.
Well, the way they describe it, this is at the Bronx Zoo. Apparently, yep. And I guess I should say, in other news, the Bronx Zoo has hissing cockroaches. I would have never guessed cockroaches would be at the zoo. Yeah.
That's even better. Oh, I named a hissing cockroach after you, honey.
Hissing cockroach. Yeah, and the way that they present this is they say that naming a roach is the best way to let your loved ones or not so loved ones know how you feel about this holiday. So
indeed.
I would guess that perhaps in some relationships, maybe your significant other would be the type of person who might appreciate being named after a cockroach, right? Or naming a cockroach after them. But on the other side of the coin. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe some people would take offense to that. That might be a good thing to do maybe for an ex or something, right?
Yeah,
I named a cockroach after you.
Right, honey, when I used to come home and you nagged? Well, this is what you sounded like, so I've named this little guy after you. Okay, I don't know, it's an interesting, but you know, I think we're getting a jump start on Valentine's Day, because I wasn't even thinking about that. It's almost February, it's ridiculous how fast
I know,
it's going, right?
Yeah, we're almost there. So, you know, if you're looking for a last minute gift for your Valentine,
your soon to be ex,
or like I said, I'll just say, look, there's some weird people out there. I'm not saying that weird is bad. Weird,
you know,
is
what?
Good.
I would name a cockroach after Bob Menudo Menendez, the senator from New Jersey. That's who I would name. Yeah, hissing cockroach. Is he hissing at Tom Price?
Hissing liberal,
right?
But anyway, if you want to do this, this is for real. You can actually you can go to the Bronx Zoo there on their website, and you can get a printed certificate with that shows the cockroach and that you named it and stuff like that. And if you spend a little bit more, you can get a stuffed animal cockroach, and a box of chocolates.
You know, we should do that. Like you can name the segment after your honey, right? Send us $10. We'll name a segment after your honey, sweetheart. I don't know. Sell a segment. No, that sounds
cheap. You being all like capitalist.
Capitalist, right? Yeah. Well, you know, the Dow is up over 20 million, so you got to participate. Of course, it's all rooted
20 million.
In fantasy.
20 million, man. Now, that would be something right there.
No, but it might as well be because, you know, a few trillion here, a few trillion there, you're talking about some real money. Of course, it's all based on paper. It's not based on reality. And I don't know, the crack cocaine association with Federal Reserve notes, it's another bubble. Folks, it's another bubble. I don't want to be a doggy downer about it, but I got to be realistic about these things. It's like, you know, you can't survive on Twinkies and think you're going to be okay just because it's got lots of calories any more than you can survive on Federal Reserve notes long term if that's the only thing you're relying upon. So think about that economically. Convert those Federal Reserve notes into something of value, maybe naming a cockroach after your honey. I don't know. We'll hear some stories. Dagnabbit, RSB and Super D, why'd you tell me to do that? My girlfriend, did she quit on me after I did that? So, no, I didn't say to do it. We were just saying it is an option for those of you who have run out of other ideas. All right, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. It is time to go outside the box with our good buddy Ty Bollinger. We'll talk about Trump's new executive orders as they relate to the United Nations, maybe more on vaccines, and... wow, what else? Obesity, CDC stuff? Hey, the power to heal is still yours, though.
Scott Belcher.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.